Hello everyone and welcome to Geek Dad Miniatures. Just wanted to show off what I've been working on this week. I didn't have an update last week because the mini that I worked on, I went to go varnish it and I accidentally sprayed it with black paint and I got discouraged with it. And maybe I'll go back and repaint it one day, but not for a while. So I've just been kind of messing around with some other stuff. I'm going to start off with this little fella right here. This is... come on, autofocus. Autofocus. Okay. This is a Draugr from the Bleak Fall Barrows starter set. What was it? Like a delve set or adventure set for the Elder Scrolls Call to Arms games. Always been a big Bethesda fan. With Elden Ring, or Elder Scrolls, and Fallout. And, you know, I decided to start messing around with this. The minis, I've got the other ones assembled. I've got a bunch of them assembled here. Oops. As you can see. And somewhere I've got my Dragonborn. But I've got the Imperial set and the Bleak Fall Barrow set. And assembling them was, honestly, it was way too complicated. And that's even coming from somebody who normally puts together Kingdom Death models. When a 32 mil arm is in like three pieces, I am not a fan. But overall, I mean, they're still really awesome models. They're pretty detailed, good quality plastic. I like them. I'm hoping sometime soon to at least try to do a solo campaign for it. So, but I went with a Necrotic Flesh, which was just that was the other thing. I was able to start using the new. The new war paints for God, my brain cannot think right now. I'm going to blame the eclipse from Army Painter. So I just did those, and I followed it up with used the quartz skin with a follow up of Strong Tone, and honestly. Kind of dig what it turned into. It looks undeady to me. So then I've also been working on some GW stuff. A friend of mine is going to introduce me into Kill Team, so I'm slowly working on my Kill Team. Got my hobo with a shotgun. He is probably my favorite model in my Inquisitorial Kill Team. And he was easy to paint, he was fun to paint. All the models, they got so much character, I love it. Got me two heavy weapon servitors, heavy bolt gun, heavy melta. And I went with kind of like a penal unit-esque coloration with them. Keeping them in bright orange, because I mean, that's really lore-wise from what I understand, that's what they would be using. And then this fella, this guy is a autoscribe that I wanted to make into another, let me spin the light here, there we go, we'll make into another combat servitor. So I'm pretty happy with how he turned out. I love kit bashing, so you know, I was able to have a little fun with him. But yeah, this is what he's supposed to be. Oh. And overall, I've just been kind of working on some other, printed out a couple other models. I did a little bit of kit bashing with it's going to be kind of hard to see without paint, but he was something I printed off from Red Pilgrim. And he's supposed to be the Psyker, and his arms misprinted. So I just found some other bits from my Kill Team box. I made him another Pistolier agent, which was pretty fun. Then I got another hobo with a shotgun. A little bit different vibe for this one. Come on, focus. There we go. And yeah, just built the rest, and I've just been kind of just slowly piddling along with it. This is an Inquisitor from Red Pilgrim as well. He's going to lead my kill team, even though I don't think Inquisitors actually do. But who knows? Maybe we'll be lucky, and I'll get something in Imperial Agents for 10th edition. So I think that's pretty much it, guys. So thanks for watching. Any comments, any suggestions, any whatever, just go ahead and leave them down there. And thanks for watching, and we will see you again next week. Thanks.